Blog Talk Radio.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have arrived.
Go placidly amid the noise and hate, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always you will be greater and lesser person than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affections. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Yes, indeed, you are a child of the universe. You are no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Ivor Henry, and I want to welcome one and all, each and every one of you who are listening to us here on the internet, or if you're listening to us via the telephone. I want to say good day We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Hope you'll stick and stay. I think we have Sister Kathleen with us. I'm going to make sure that we do have her. And she'll really be opening this program with a prayer this morning. Sister Kathleen, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, blessed. I think I'm highly favored as well, and so happy to have you on with us this early in the morning. We're there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
How are you
today? Yes. Oh, I am fantastic. This is the day that the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I am just thankful for another day to just be in his presence.
Yes, and so says all of us. Well, July 3rd, 2022, and like you say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Well, I'm going to ask you to proceed and give the show its blessings.
Okay, it's an honor and a pleasure once again to be online today, be on the call today, and I just wanted to invite our scripture reading will come from two places, Psalm 95 and also from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. So now I'm going to just open up in prayer. I would encourage those who don't have a pencil and paper in front of them to grab something to write on, because the Lord will speak to you mightily this morning. Heavenly Father, we just take this time to say thank you. We just thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us one more day, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. For this is a day that you have made. You said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we rejoice in your day today. We thank you for your mercies, your grace, your loving kindness that you show to us each and every day. We thank you for the many countless blessings that you have not just given us, but given our loved ones and those whom we have stood in prayer for, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, the Most High God, the Almighty God, everlasting, great, living, merciful, faithful, and mighty, Lord. And we just honor you and thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives and who you have called us to be in this world. Our meditation in Jesus' name, amen. And our meditation for today, audience, will come from Psalm 95 first, and it's a call to worship and obedience. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Audience, there are so many who are afflicted today. So many are wanting the Savior to heal them of their afflictions, their depression, their anxiety. Whatever it is that you are afflicted with today, we're going to take time to ask our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name to heal you. We ask in accordance with Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we stand on his word. Lord, you said that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of affliction, depression, any mental health, just anything that would try to afflict the body of Christ, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal all those who are afflicted today, Lord God. All those who are facing financial challenges today. We speak a special prayer for Otley Watson is in the hospital with blood pressure. We bind in Jesus' name that blood pressure that would try to be challenging to his body. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would heal his body from head to toe, and not only his body, but for anyone else who is being afflicted right now in the area of blood pressure. Lord, we know that you're able. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for hearing our prayer and answering our prayer, because we know, Lord God, that you're faithful and your word does not return void. We pray for those this morning who don't know the Lord as their Lord and Savior, that they will call upon him, that they will open their door, their heart, and ask God to reveal himself through Jesus Christ to them in the name of Jesus. Audience, let this be the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in it. Stand on his word. This also, before I leave the radio this morning, let's also turn to Numbers 6, verses 22 to 26. That says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's walk in his peace today and throughout the whole week. The Lord loves us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Everything that we are going through or will go through this week, remember that he is Lord, and his sovereignty rules over all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for that, Sister Kathleen. And his name is worthy to be praised. And we'll just say, mighty, merciful, majestic, and O God of miracles, thank you that you are able to allow us to see morning by morning. We see new mercies and experiences. Well, we know your love is matchless, and we really thank you, Sister Kathleen, for your word. I hope it would really resonate to our bodies. And for those who are not listening live, hope that they'll get into the archive and they will hear it. May God richly bless you. And we want to thank you again for coming through this morning for us. We are grateful. We'll not be gone unnoticed. So we're going to ask you to have a wonderful, wonderful day. And thank you for remembering our fellow panelists, Audley Watson, over there in prayer. A special prayer was meted out to him. And I assure that if he's not listening, he will hear it a little later. Hopefully, all is well. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for coming through. And in flying colors, I may add.
Thank you for asking me to come on.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, folks, you know, we're here every Saturday morning, and from 9 until 12 in our neck of the woods, that's Eastern Standard Time. But we're here for a full 3 hours, and we ask you to stick and stay. And, of course, we always ask you to tell your neighbors and tell your friends, and they, too, can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. Always call in. We will and allow you to be audible. We just ask for you to be respectful, forceful in your thoughts as well. Get yourself organized. Maybe get a pen and paper. Organize yourself that you can be upfront and take as little time as you as deemed possible to get your point across. But we do welcome you to be a part of the show. Well, of course, our itinerary, we have the inspirational portion. That's from 9 until 10. And we would have started with a bang with the Kathleen opening us with prayer. And we will go until 10 o'clock for something that we thought would inspire you, be it in prayers, songs, words, or what have you. But we go until 10 o'clock for that. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have sports in brief, just in brief, because the heavyweight comes in on the cricket show on Sundays from 6 until 9 to really tie up all the loose ends. But 10 o'clock, we'll have sports in brief. Of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that will come compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. That will be read by Mr. Cardinal Mills. And of course, Cardinal comes in to say hi and hello to his special fans. And for you to make the Cardinal's special list, I think he'll tell you which way and what way, how you can become one of his special fans. But nevertheless, he will greet everyone when he comes on. And we have a commentary from him as well at 10:45. You will not want to miss Dawn and Debbie. They will be here with us to tell us about their humanitarian efforts that they're doing over there in the beautiful islands of Antigua and Barbuda. Two little islands, but one country. And they're trying to help the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda, and by extension, the world. So we ask you to stick and stay. By 11 o'clock, we should have an open line type. We'll be discussing issues, something that would interest you. Probably we'll tell you about Steve Bannon, who has been convicted for contempt for disobeying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Of course, if we have time, we'll talk about that. We'll speak about the Supreme Court, and we'll consider whether they're right or wrong. As you would have seen, they would have overturned the Roe v. Wade. And we'll discuss whether women have a right to their body, to their soul, or we're just going to let go and let God. Whatever it is, you too, like I said, can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. As long as your subject matter is within our broadcast standard, it will be entertained. So bear in mind that we ask for your presence 9 until 12. Don't see anyone else with their hands up or anything, so we will continue the inspirational portion, and I think we'll go with Baby Wagons, and we'll have Tasha Cubs. We'll have a long one, maybe an interlude, 11 minutes of something spiritual here for you. So,
if you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right? This is a song I should have got. Right. Y'all can help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift the sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that. All over, baby. Turn up, search all over. We'll find a my favorite part. We're gonna go back in a minute. But lift your hands and say,
and nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and mighty in your hand. You are healed, carried out, and redeemed. You are healed, carried out, and redeemed. Everyone say it.
Consider all the worlds I hear. Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see your mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
not too late.
It's probably not too late.
Oh, but I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Sometimes the going is rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercies He's bestowed. Right now, you may be going through some rough times in your life, but I'm here to encourage you today not to give up. I pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get deep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. 'Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. Help a brother, there is love. Carry
some Smith, you Christmas to Kathleen.
Oh, because we do not carry. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We sing to God and pray. And temptation. Well, well, yeah. And trouble anywhere.
Should
never, never, never be discovered. Oh, no. Yeah. Take it to the Lord, to the Lord in prayer.
To the Lord in prayer.
Can you find a friend so faithful? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. Take it
to the Lord in prayer.
Oh, we and heavy laid down.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. Folks, we have sports coming up momentarily, so stand by for that as we wind down the inspirational portion. So what shall I render?
Please, everybody,
Travis Green.
Stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Now
if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Now
when you hear your help come.
Hope you would have enjoyed the selection played. We want to thank Sister Kathleen for coming through with her opening prayers. And for those who would have stayed with us throughout, we want to say thank you. It's no use we just stay here. For myself, those who are online with us on the telephone, we want to say thank you for gracing us with your presence so far. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, so we ask you to stay. But right about now, we're up on to sports. So let us rally on the West Indies. Cricket is in the air.
For 10 long years, we ruled the cricket world. Now the rules seem coming to an end. But down here, just a pink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Don't you
13 runs made in a single day. The Patriots would have graced the Trinidad yesterday to witness a match between India and West Indies. By gone, I'm sure they were thrilled. That's a lot of runs. And to imagine that not a century was made in that match. Yet, 613 runs in a day. But we have one person who's going to bring it all forward. None other than, drum roll please, David Maitland. Come on down, David. Good morning. And welcome to Caribbean Global Voices.
Hey, good morning, Ivo. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. First, before I go on, Ivo, wishing Audrey a speedy recovery. Hope you recover soon and be back with us.
Yes.
It's not anything serious.
Yes.
That is happening there. As he was rightly saying about the game yesterday, and all I could say, the Indians are here, the Indians are here, the Indians are here. I must say, India is in the Caribbean, and what a game it was yesterday. And I thought we would have folded after Ravman got out. But I guess the team showed some fight, and they came up and came up a little bit short, but I must say it did show some fight. They lost that game by 3 runs, chasing down 308 with a young, inexperienced team that they have. I must say kudos to the guys them yesterday for their performance. And we just hope that we continue to improve in that light and show the guys that were in the stands yesterday, the Powell, the Pollard, Narayan, and Ram Paul. They had picked them up in the stands. They showed, guys, and showed them that they could compete. And if the bowlers could limit the bouncy ball yesterday, then could have a better fight on our hand. But we gave up too much boundary in the first, the first 10 overs, and possibly throughout the match. Even when we had them on the back foot there, but we claw our way back in there, we still let them get over the 300 mark. The scores in that game, Ivor, West Indies won the toss, and they used the ball to India, and India made 387, India 50 over Chikadao and getting 97 from 99 balls. Iman Gill getting 64 and Suresh Iyer getting 57. Bowling for the West Indies, Marty getting 2 for 54, Azhar Joseph getting 2 for 61. When West Indies batted, they made 305 for 6. Carl Mears getting 75. Brandon King getting 54. And Shamar Brooks getting 46. Bowling for India, Thakur getting 2 for 54. Sahar getting 2 for 58. And Siraj getting 2 for 58. The next match is on Sunday. Back in Trinidad, starts at 9. And over in the England versus South Africa. That series is tied up one apiece. England winning the second shortened, rain interrupted one days with after rainfall, they asked some 29 over from that game. And this is a 29 over, 21 overs from that game turned out to be a 29 over affair. England got bowled out for 201 in 28.1 over. Livingston getting 38, Curran 35, and Bale still getting 27. Bowling for South Africa, the tourists getting 36. I'm sorry, getting 4 for 36, and Shamsie getting 2 for 39, and Norke getting 2 for 58. And in South Africa, body, they got blown away for 83 in 20.4 overs. H-class and getting 33, Pretorius getting 17, and Miller getting 12. Bowling for England, Al-Rashid get 3 for 29, Copley get 2 for 17, and Moen Halley getting 3 for 22. The next match is also on Sunday. So that's what's happening locally. That's what's happening cricket, on the international scene. Now we have local competition that is being played. Before I go to local, however, I lost my schedule here, however. You have there is a number of local games being played tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock with two matches, identifying two matches in Brian Piccolo Park, two matches at Matt Brown, two matches at Sports Park, and actually there are four matches at Brian Piccolo. The two matches on the north, two matches on the south. Let me pull up my schedule here, Iva. Stay with me a minute. I'll pull up my schedule. All right. So I'm almost there. Okay. So we have Eagles versus Murray Grove at Grand Piccolo North. We have Atlantic versus Capital United at Trade Winds. Those matches start at 10 o'clock. All the matches I'm going to read off, Ivor, is going to start at 10 o'clock. South India versus Tuskers. South India Tuskers versus Coconut Creek at Matt Brown. Miami Lions versus Challengers at Myanmar Regional Park North. Yeah, Florida Cricket Academy versus U.S. Cricket Academy at Grand Piccolo Park North. That match starts at 1:30. Ambassador versus PCC Ignite. That's his name, our regional partner. That starts at 1:30 also. Palm Beach Hurricane versus Miami Chargers. That is at Matt Brown. And at 10 o'clock, Strikers versus St. Beth at the Sports Park. And at 1:30, Caribbean International versus St. Lucie at Sports Park. So those are the matches that is happening locally here. There's no minor league that is being played locally here in Florida. Come August 6th and 7th, India will invade Central Guard Regional Park. Or the Army of Indians will be there you know, purchasing, getting those tickets, and carrying on. And then on the 8th to the 14th, the U.S. National Under 19 women's team will be playing there in Central Broad Regional Park. So that's what's happening there for local. Now, as we know, the World Championship is on, and I was actually trying to find some results for us. I know I got up a little bit later than I was supposed to get my info. I know for yesterday, Sydney McLaughlin of the U.S. won the 400-meter hurdles. I mean, she just blew away her competition. And Michael Norman won the 400-meter also. And in the sprints, the U.S. swept, U.S. men swept both 100 and 200. Incidentally, Cindy McLaughlin set a world record in that 400-meter hurdles there. In the 100-meter for women, Jamaica swept that event. And I know that's why I was trying to find some Shane Miller Wobi, they call it Weibo. She won the 400-meter hurdle, 400-meter flats. She's from the Bahamas. I know some of these events about the Caribbean athletes. I know Barbados came in second in one of these events. I just cannot find it. I know for the 400-meter, Kirani James from Grenada, he came in second in that match. So I was just trying to find the exact results, but at this time, because I'm so late in trying to search, I have not. But I know some Barbados won the first and only medal at the World Championship yesterday. I think they finished third it's a 400-meter. But don't quote me on that. But as I said, the World Championship is going on in the U.S., in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, time. Jamaica won the 200-meter women, came in first and second in that. So that's some of the stuff that I have on that derivative. Let me see if I can go to my buddy here. That's always keeping me up to date on some things. But you know, I would have the 4x100 team are gonna be running. I know those the relays are coming up in that championship, the Iowa. But the Iowa, it's all track and field here in the U.S. now. That is the race right now. I'm going on.
Okay.
Okay,
This was just sent to me here, David. We still have some local cricket here in the Gold Coast League tomorrow. 24th, we have two fan cricket club come up against Florida Tigers. That's going to be at CBRP. That's fields 3 and 4. That match starts at 9 o'clock. We have South Florida Sunrisers coming up against Mega Blasters. They're going to be in your neck of the woods, Miramar South. That's a 10 o'clock match. We have West Palm Beach United. They're playing against Palm Beach Titans. So the Palm Beach clash tomorrow at John Prince Park. That game begins at 1 o'clock. And we have an afternoon game, Florida Tigers. They take on the Kendall Stars. That's going to be at the Central Broward Regional Park, fields 3 and 4. That game begins at 2 o'clock. So, thanks for sending that information there locally again. So cricket is really afforded in South Florida. David, weather holding well? We should have some good matches tomorrow.
Yeah. I was just back in track and field. Tarika Jackson winning that 200 meters, the second fastest time in that event. Only Flo Jo did a better time than her. She did 21.45 in winning that 200 meter there with the Mammy Rocket coming in second. And in the 100, it was the Mammy Rocket winning the 100, the Cherica Jackson finishing second. And getting third place in that. This championship there, it's some sizzling time is being recorded down there. And they were saying that track is a very fast track and times will be dropped. But I was watching that hurdles there, and that Sydney McLaughlin, she blew away that field in that 400 meter hurdles. Shocked to see the way, the length that she won that race with. There was no one close. Once she got off that turn, she turned on the afterburners, and she was gone, Ivan.
So, yeah, you call that dust in the face, huh?
I'm telling you, more than dust. It was more like a mountain she dropped off in their face. Wasn't dust.
Wow.
She was gone once she got out of that turn. And Shawnee Miller, Weibo, she had been running and winning this 400 whenever a world championship. And, she made the Bahamas proud last night by winning.
Yep. So in other words, she came first, second, and third, huh?
Yeah, first, second, and third.
Wow. Well, I tell you, folks, we're going to have much more of this tomorrow on our sister station, the Cricket Show, from 6 until 9 in the p.m. So you're going to have it when all the heavyweights get in tomorrow. So stay tuned.
5-5-6-0-5-9-8-5-0.
Yes?
Before you go, Ivor, that 400 meter was a Caribbean sweep because the Dominican Republic came in second in that. And Sadie Williams of Barbados was third in that event. So that was a Caribbean sweep in that 400 meter. They were the Bahamas winning. Miller Weibo came in first there in that event. So
way to go. That's the way to go. Yes, Caribbean sweep. I like that term. Caribbean sweep.
Caribbean sweep. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we haven't heard or seen Cardinal for the morning. Let's hope that he is not committing a cardinal sin. So normally this time we'll be having birthdays and anniversaries with events that would have taken place on this date. We're standing by for Debbie and Dawn. They come up at 10:45 this morning. They'll be standing by to tell us all about their humanitarian efforts that they're doing in helping out the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. So we are awaiting them. So in the meantime, I'll ask you a simple, simple question. I'm sure you have an answer for this. You think that hope...
Let me ask a question before you go.
Is hope our only hope at the top of the order in any form of cricket? Because I can still hear people talking that he's our best batsman, he's our this. And I can call him Trevor Garvey. He had that conversation with me a few Sundays ago. And telling me hope's supposed to be playing in all formats. He's not excelling in any one of them, but still telling me that hope is our best batsman, and hope is this. Styles cannot equate to runs, or else we would not have a Vivi Richards today. we would have had a Mervyn with us. That is Viv's younger brother, who to me was more classy, more correct, but runs and wickets are what we put in the column to determine whether you're going to win or lose a game. So hope with all his style and fashion he has, with one good shot for four or some low scores and give him enough time, he'll make a score. I don't think it is fair to the other batters. And you're taking Myers, okay, you're making him an opening batsman now. He's a middle-order batsman, bowler. Well, I am saying you can make someone else. Why isn't, this is the question I have, why isn't Jermaine Blackwood playing white ball cricket when they would have even used him to open the batting in red ball cricket? Is Desmond Hayne following the same trend? Is the coach has too much power that he's just more of the same? I don't know if it's a big question or a loaded question. Jermaine Blackwood, we're looking for an opening batsman, resting our hopes in hope as our wicketkeeper opening batsman, and we're not even having Jermaine Blackwood, who can field, who can bowling a two overs, but we have our skipper, who is a known wicketkeeper, bowling up a few overs. But Jermaine Blackwood cannot be on the field of play. We have one of the best fielders in all of West Indies, maybe world cricket, Hayden Walsh, and he can't be in the team, can only be in the reserve. This is something for the heavyweights to bring up tomorrow, because it needs to be compounded. They need to spend some time on that, because the world listens to the cricket show on a Sunday. But we need to spend more time. I know I respect Desmond Haynes. Is he coming in as a whimper? Is he coming in just bowing to the same old Phil Simmons? Because nothing much has changed, if you ask me. But I'm sure that will be dissected. But if you can answer that simple question for me, why isn't Jermaine Blackwood, who was opening red ball cricket, not in the squad and not even putting some pressure on Hope? They don't want Kyron Powell, who excel in white ball cricket as well. Justin, he's under the pump there with some kind of thing, but he's more aggressive. And he can be playing the white ball 50 overs if he can play test. But they're pigeonholing people. I don't know if my question is simple enough for you, but I think that Blackwood can open the batting in an attacking form like how Gill batted yesterday. I don't know.
Give it a shot. That was something that crosses my mind yesterday. And I was watching the game, and I was pondering about that opening position with Puran out on the field, and Sheop was keeping. That was something that crossed my mind. Even may not have gone that far to Blackwood, since as in the test, they're letting him back down the order, but if anything, you could maybe use a John Campbell, because they say these batsmen are aggressive in nature. So maybe a John Campbell can open with the openers are not really will open in that way with Hope is not really producing anything, and he has gotten, I think, a fair enough run. So yes, you're right to say we should maybe find another.
David,
yeah.
Right. Let me just cut in there. Now we're getting up close to 10:45 when the lady's coming. And since Candle is not here in the meantime, we just can have this little conversation. I don't say we have to follow people. People follow West Indies cricket. But I'm going to use this example. Gilchrist batted number 7 for Australia in tests. Mark Waugh batted number 4 for Australia. They were successful there. You know who were the openers in white ball cricket? Batters.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So you can take them and put them up there, so I cannot see why we cannot just do these kind of things to make sure that you have a balanced team. You have 2 world-class keepers in the team, because Puran is a keeper. So why not have him keep, and then you have another, either a genuine all-rounder. I mean, Holder was not available. He came with COVID. But you're just taking up a spot there, having him bowl. You know he can feel as well. But he was our regular wicketkeeper. So just to get another Bajan in the team to get hope in there, along his breathing, he can put on his pants and shirt. He has to play. Let him be in the team and sit down in the team. We can done away with a Darwin Bravo easily. We can done away with a Hetmyer easily. But when it comes to the Bajan, we just can't put them down. Something is wrong with that picture.
Remember that? We are done away with Lewis, I think, is more like a Bravo shooting himself in the foot by not being, they saying he's not fit and he's not playing. And I think he's sort of disrespectful in some of the things and the way he's carrying on. So it's like another
I'm not fighting for them to be in the team, you know, but what I'm saying, for whatever reason, it is easier for the other island players to be put out than for you to put out a Barbadian cricketer. I said that without any water in my mouth. It's not doing our cricket any good, and we need to speak about it. Hope has been failing for the longest. I'm not saying to done away with him, but sometimes you have to let these guys go to the drawing board or let them take the water out in the field to these guys. Humble them. Let them realize that I am carrying the water. I'm in my yellow jersey, you understand? Going on the field when I should be actually playing. But the reason why you're not playing is because you're not performing. So why are we just prolonging with it? Come tomorrow again, he is going to play. Because of the squad that they would have selected. And that's the problem that I'm having with team selection. You're at home and you're pigeonholing. Only 13 of us can be there. Leave the thing open. Let people be in the team, 15 people there. You have your net bowlers, you have what have you. Again, they're killing us with spinners. We're in Trinidad, we're just spinning wicket. But we have Puran as our third spinner. What sense does that make? But Walsh, who is turning the ball away from the right-handers, is not even in the squad. This guy bust his finger yesterday. One of the spinners there, taking a catch down at deep backwards.
Moti.
Right. So what are you telling me now? You don't even have him in the squad? It is nonsense. I have to say to His Excellency, Honorable Desmond Haynes, you've got to stand up as chairman of selectors and tell this guy who is only a coach. And I don't know why a coach is going to be in charge of everything. And this man is coaching in all of the formats, and we are failing in all of the formats. Is it time that we have a coach for white ball cricket and a coach for red ball cricket, or a coach for 50 overs the ODI and another one, or we don't have a coach at all? How can we be failing in all departments, but yet everybody is juggling with the cricketers, but the administrators still remain in place? Makes no sense. None.
I think the team, as I said, the coach, you know, any other team that coach would have been gone. India doing well. The other coach, they got rid of him. Teams are doing well. Australia doing well. The other coach, they got rid of him. And I see we're not doing well, and we continue persistent with this guy. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. India has been successful, you know, and I don't like chop and change, but look at it. Sometimes changes are good. It's seven captains India would have had this year already. In the team,
They got rid of and put Dravid in charge, you know. Remember, they were winning. And the Australia is the same thing. Australia was winning, and the other coaches, they got rid of them and put another coach in charge.
Of course, Ravi Shastri there, who was the coach, they were successful in India. But it feels like you cannot take the team any further. You have done well for yourself. Let's have some changes. And like I said, sometimes you don't have to wait for a person to fail. Mm-hmm. Get out at the top. I don't know. People are holding secrets for somebody or something, because I can't see Phil Simmons. He was mediocre at best as a cricketer. And now he's got to the all go to Guy because what, he would have won the case against the West Indies Cricket Board or something? What is it? What secret is he holding? I don't know. But anyway, Ramdin and Simmons have gracefully bowed out of international cricket. They would have made that announcement. So I like Ramdin. He's a good guy. He gave, always willing to give an interview, and especially would have given an interview to the cricket show. I show it today, the archive. At some stage, we might be able to put it up, the cricket show. But I think Ramdin was a humble guy. I liked him as a cricketer, as a human being. And we all have faults. I'm not going to hold on to him disrespecting the great Sir Viv when he made that 100, when he came with the famous talk now, when he would have made that 100. But he was out of sorts. And I'm sure he was inspired by Viv's, when Viv said he looked out of sorts. Poor fellow. He went on and made a century. Maybe we need some more of those constructive criticism of these guys than comfortable. But I think he should not have done that in the middle of the field when he pulled out a paper, having made a century in England that year. But nonetheless, I'm not going to fault him for that. I think he's overall a good guy. He would have captained the West Indies team, and he brought some semblance of balance in the team to me. But they've bowed out gracefully together, those two Trinidad guys. And he was up and down for some strange reason. Sometimes they came out the team and we don't know. But he came back when his uncle became the coach. So I think that was a pretty much selfish act there. He's like, I only play when I want, or depending on who is coach or who is manager. So that part I didn't like about Simmons. Ramdin, I'll give him full accolades. He came out and did battle for West Indies. It was, for me, it doesn't matter who was captain, coach, or what have you. Simmons, on the other hand, he was quite selective in his choice of which team he played for or under which coach or which captain. But nonetheless, they would have done the maroon colours for West Indies, and we have to give them the accolades while they are living.
All right, then I will. Yeah, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night to the fans, and we will talk again. Next week I'll be in Orlando. I should be on the road when the show starts. So you may have to fill in for me, Isaac.
Okay.
All right.
Next week, take these. You're going to be... Okay, that's the, what you call it there?
The
minor leagues.
Minor league games are in Orlando. The minor league games are in Orlando next week, so that's where I'll be next week.
Next week, Sunday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Okay,
and
let me know which ground is that there, David.
Yeah. Where do you get it called? Silver Star Community Center up there in Orlando.
Oh, where we were last year and the first round,
yeah,
when the match was abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, David. Well, thank you for coming too. And may the rest of the day be the best of your day. And again, remember, oddly, we are going to be praying for the brother and hope that he comes back in one piece and in full force.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. When the settlers came to this island about 4 centuries ago, they worked them carrots and arrowas till they couldn't take it no more. Then they sent for us from Africa to do the full work down here. Build their pockets and disappear. Now they're coming back for their beads and clothes. And they want to buy all the land by the shores.
Hold on to your property.
colors and the crop of color on toys. And you never could see the woman leave, no matter how you try. They rise in the big time, Bobby, and we didn't yet. Now the boxing checked on by Esso, that thing almost break my heart. Now they say the weather too hot for clothes.
That is history.
So they want to buy all the land by the shores.
Hold on to your property.
Plantations, 10,000 acres of land. And if your cow just bite a blade of grass, straight in the pong gone. But when they start to feel retribution, they had to pack up and run. Now they come in looking for sugar mill. It's at a blasted son of a gun. Although sandfly have their foot in sore, they still want a plot or lot by the shore.
Hold on to your property. A new day is dawning, I am warning you, my friend. Hold on to your property and win it for your children. A new day is dawning, I am warning you, my friend. Hold on to your property and win it for your children. A new day is dawning, I am warning you, my friend.
They say it ain't right grammatically. They can't find them words in no dictionary. Calling it bad language, despising we heritage. But don't care if they call we foolish. This is monstrous English. Emily, why you are yet dead?
That's not what me them say.
They come up and I'm gimme.
That's the monstrous language.
Come up, sir, fetch me the pork. 1 p.m. and me belly has to sew. This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
What's the use pretending when this language deep within me neighbor went New York City, come back trying to talk like Yankee. Saint people talking too bad, this thing is driving me mad. But after 2 weeks back in the land, yeah, she cussing, she man, missing.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try,
heal the world. Now we're going to feed the world. We're going to clothe the world. None other better to tell us about it. Debbie and Dom, welcome to the Caribbean Global Voices. You're on live.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. How is everyone doing?
Everyone's fine, and we're even better now that you're here. So apologize for last week
not being on. I started to come on, but we were on the back roads in Pennsylvania, and we just lost Wi-Fi. But I want to wish Dawn, are you here? A happy birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Ivor.
Yes, promise.
And we're not going to ask him how old he is because he is seasoned and highly flavored.
Yes, well, I can say what's up with my number. My number is unlisted.
So we just wanted to
That is funny. Number is unlisted.
Yes.
Just remember, it's all like dirt.
Oh,
okay. Just want to talk to the listening audience that listens to us every week. I'm on the road again today, so it'll be short and sweet. But happy birthday to Ivor. Wishing you God's greatest blessing. He stays with you with tons more of years, positive years, prosperous years, and years with purpose. We want to thank everyone who listens to us every weekend. And I also need to wish Travis Brown a belated birthday. I wasn't on last weekend. That was his birthday week, and he also celebrates his birthday. And he's one of the members of Antigua and Barbuda Cares. Right now, we're in the stage of looking and securing back-to-school supplies to the very needy students in Antigua. So if anyone would like to donate back-to-school items, book bags, books, pencils, pens, you name it, even socks, someone just sent a request yesterday if we have any white socks, and I know it's any color socks for some of the students. But if you know what kids and students are looking for when they're going back to school, it would be greatly appreciated. We're looking forward, John and I will have a presentation next week as to what we are planning to do with the Independence Day celebration. We're meeting Monday next week, so by next Saturday we can outlay the platform for that particular activity. Once again, we just want to thank everyone who listens to us every week. And if you would like to support the Soup Kitchen in Antigua, if you would like to support the House of Refuge Ministry that has the food pantry, they're looking for dry food products to give out to the community. And if you'd like to support the Smile for Our Foundation, which Shanita Joseph, it will be greatly appreciated. So the three people are Shanita Joseph, and she has the Smile Foundation. We have Pastor Wendell Pete, who has the House of Refuge Ministry and supports giving out food to not only the Great Farm and Green Bay and Hutton community, but anyone who needs food, we call him up and we'll say, can you get a bag ready for X, Y, and Z? So ultimately, he's supplying a need for the entire island. And we have the food kitchen, the hot soup kitchen, that's operational from Monday to Monday, Sunday to Sunday, that you can go into the line, you can get a hot meal. And when you see the presentation that they do on a daily basis, you're amazed how much a small donation can help. So if anyone would like to connect with us and get some more in-depth information, you can connect with us. I'm Debbie Simon on Facebook, or my email address is debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. That is debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. Or you can reach me on WhatsApp, 845-820-6598. Or, and regular messages, the same telephone number. Dawn?
Hello, and good morning again, and happy birthday. I would definitely love to be on a Saturday, and Heal the World has become a song that I really sat down and listened to and taught them. Just, you know, the fact that we can help somebody else and give a helping hand, it's very important for us to do that. We never know the day or the time or the hour that we're going to have such a need, and so I'm piggybacking off of my cousin Debbie and letting you guys know that we are serious about what we do to help others in need, and that we're thankful for being here on the radio. As God gives us life, every day we wake up, we're in a better position than those who have gone forward before us. But God knows we are in need. We are in need of monetary donations or any kind of school supplies, as Debbie was saying, white socks. I do know that Walmart at this time is carrying a lot of school supplies and the white socks, and because I've had children, and of course I've gone through the same thing as well. If there's someone in Antiguan particularly that you're interested in helping out, don't stop. Just keep going and give us a call. My name is Dawn Cochran-Curtin, 785-554-5628. Email Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N 697 at gmail.com. Debbie and I will have something next week, as she's saying, as to our plans for November 1st, both in Antigua and Barbuda, and I've already put forward the effort to communicate with the ones that I know over there. And so we're looking forward to just putting the plans together and then bringing it to you all so you will know what we're planning on doing. But we still need your help. If you have anyone that are chefs, home cooks, that are interested in working with us, just give us a call. We're also on WhatsApp, same phone number, 785-554-5628, and we'll be able to add you to the list of donors for November 1st. And, of course, you know, we would love to have some local food, but this year we're going to add some different types of food as well. So anyone who's listening in or anyone who knows someone in Antigua that they'd like to recommend for us, we most definitely would have an interest in connecting with them. And this year, I believe, we have some added on events that we're going to have there in Antigua and Barbuda. And so we want to help both islands. We want to keep, you know, keep ourselves together as one people to help each other out. And so I would definitely reach out to even you at the radio station, and you know someone, you can recommend that person to us or get in touch with them and have them contact us, because we want this to be very good. We have people that are still in a homeless situation. We have people that are in need of food. We have people that are in need of clothing, in need of school supplies in Antigua. So we definitely are reaching out to you, the audience, to help us get through this period of time, and we would love to hear from you all. Perhaps maybe even call in and leave your information at the radio station or call us directly. So with that being said, Debbie, is there something you'd like to add?
Yes. Also, if you have a connection with the hotel in Antigua that would like to donate towards the independence celebration towards the meal, we're planning it now, but some people knows exactly who we need to talk to. It'd be greatly appreciated if you can reach out to us and let us know. So, you know, if you have the restaurants, the food vendors, and the hotel, anyone that you see that can fit into the paradigm of assisting us, we'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Well, I want to say something here now, because in cricket, you know, you wear pads because you don't want your shin bone or your kneecaps to be shattered. But when you're preparing for licks, just in case licks may come by, you pad your back up. So we call this a padded back, right? So I'm going to say here my back is padded up, and I'm going to say the best kept secret was out of the bag last week. And your humble one, the humblest of them all, the secret is out. Doctor, Congratulations, doctor. We heard of it last week. My back is spotted up in case I'm going to get some lips for that. Dawn?
Yes, sir. Let it out.
So we're saluting the great doctor there who is with us this morning. Very humble. Didn't say a word, but the word is out. But we have a doctor in the house. Doctorate. So, Dr. Nicole, congratulations. You've kept it a best kept secret.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to say by whom.
And she never says anything to anyone. So last week I just decided, let me just let them know a little bit about who this young lady is that's on the other end of the phone.
Oh, let it out. Say it's you.
Yes. And I said, we're not just people that are just from nowhere. We are people that have lots of talent. Everything that God has given us, and we want to share it with everyone because there's hope for everybody in this world.
Yes.
There you go. So the secret is out now, so you can go ahead and put it under your arm and just openly use the secret. Beautiful. Smelling good.
A proud Antiguan.
Smelling good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And again, congratulations. But Cardinal is going to turn, going to wish you all the best. Emancipation Day is coming up around the corner, August. Just around the corner. So, Cardinal, allow the ladies
and happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Yes, okay.
Let me just thank you, Debbie and Dawn, for coming in and sharing their talents with the rest of the world and going forward to doing something that we all really should be involved in doing, which is trying to heal the social environment with which we find ourselves. Now, there's sometimes a tendency to say, well, that's not my business because I didn't make it that way. But you still have a responsibility to share it. And thank you for Dawn and Debbie for showing us how to go forward in undertaking that responsibility to share with those with whom we share this planet, but somehow have found themselves in less fortunate circumstances. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Back with you next week.
Have a great week and be safe and be well.
Okay. Amen.
Your heart, and I know that it is love, and flame much brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry, and say, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there, if you care enough for the living, make a little space. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
ready, we will be hearing from them next week at 10:45 in the morning. Be sure to listening and listen up. And again, we want to bless their doing, bless their intentions, and to bless everything they're doing for the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. So we're going to ask the Lord to heal our land. And for those who are traveling, we're going to ask the traveling mercies and to hold our hands today. That we pray. So again, they've been done. May the rest of the day be the best of your day. Well, folks, we're going to be into birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, things that would have happened on this date in history. But just before that, we're going to ask Cardinal to greet his many fans. All right, Cardinal, we greet you many fans, and we go straight into happy birthday, and we're going to remember Audrey Watson as we go along.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. I was listening to Whisper Sports, and you guys had a pretty interesting conversation there. I suppose more of that is going to be taken up on the cricket show tomorrow. Well, yes, let me say good morning to all the special fans as well. And I'm going to begin up there in New York with Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet, who I suppose is still having a great vacation. That's really wonderful. And while I'm with it, let me say happy birthday to Mr. Ivor Henry, who celebrated on, was it Thursday, on the 21st. And I'm going to say it twice. Happy birthday to Ivor Henry, just so that we can get some numbers going here. And I'm going to say happy birthday. Okay, I'll get around to that. Well, Mertris is going to be going through a special sacred moment tomorrow, so she would not be on the show for those who would be expecting her. Let's say congratulations to Mertris. I'm gonna let her tell you what that sacred experience is. So happy birthday to congratulations to Mertris, and she sends all her love for everyone, all the guests and hosts and listeners of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning to you up there in New York. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. I'm sure they are priming up for the upcoming Culturama festivities. But in spite of that, they're having a great time over there in St. Martin. And they keep letting us know that they continue to enjoy the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. I got to say good morning to Lynette in St. Kitts. And in spite of the fact she's not in St. Kitts, because the fans are there and they're going to wait into it. And they are waiting to hear us greet Lynette, because the fans in St. Kitts know once we greet Lynette, we are greeting all the fans in St. Kitts. Good morning to you, and hoping you are enjoying this show for us. I'm going to go over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And like I told you last week, Omel is settling back into the UK after a great vacation over there in Nevis for the summer. Yeah, she says she's sorry because she couldn't stay a little longer, but then you got to say that's a choice you made. Good morning, Omel. Good morning to all the fans we have over there in the UK. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to Fort Lauderdale and to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, hoping that that brother is doing fine. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity Tiffany, brother Malik, sister Tanaya, good morning to you. Come on in. Enjoy the Saturday morning entertainment show. Yes, you know I'm going to go down to the Southwest and say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. And if Cutner was listening, I don't know if he was, because, like you know, Cutner doesn't listen to West Indies cricket when nobody from the Leeward Islands is playing. Anyway, Cutner, you might have heard that they came close this time, close scores, 305-308. India edged out West Indies by 3 runs. I'm hoping, Cutner, you're going to feel happy with that, despite the fact nobody from Leeward Islands played. Oh, yes. Azari Joseph was in there. He took 2 wickets. So you can listen, Cutner. Okay. Let me go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette listening to us over there in Georgia. And I got to say happy birthday to Yvette, whose birthday comes up tomorrow. Happy birthday, Yvette. Hope you're going to have a great time, as you're having a great time with us today. Where's the party? And I got to say happy birthday also to my cousin, that Lincoln's son, Ivor, I don't know if you remember him, Javier. He's living over there in Orlando. And he made birthday on the 21st as well. Hey, Ivor, your numbers are really filling up here, boy. you're coming through, Ivor. Your numbers are coming. Javier, he made it his 30th birthday on Thursday, July 21st. Happy birthday, Javier. You might have remembered him as a little 10-year-old kid, Ivor, when he visited Florida, visited Lincoln over there in Hollywood. Okay, yeah. And let me say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, floating around somewhere, having a great time as well, and always let me have a great smile, something that you can see. Good morning, Yvonne. Keep it coming. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to the inspirational, our latest fan, Kathleen. Good morning to you, Kathleen. Hope that you are also having a great time. Anyways, I want to say a special good morning to Mr. Audley Watson. Audley had a little health adjusting moment yesterday. He called me. He indicated to me that he had a little moment. He spent a couple of hours at the hospital, but he also called me this morning to let me know. He's doing pretty well now. There's nothing for us to really worry about. He's doing pretty well. He's even gone after work. So as you keep Audley in your prayers in hope that he can maintain his state of health, and just as you would for anybody else, we hope that Audley would make it through the day and through the next coming years without, as we do for all our fans, friends, and supporters, without too much mishap. Happy that you've got that speedy recovery. Anyways, that's it for our special fans. I'm hoping that we're not going to get everything. But I got to say this. Lynette is not in sync. It's because today, Ivor, as Lynette indicated to us, is the wedding day of her deeply beloved son. So she's attending weddings and wedding arrangements and getting all, you know, sensational and emotional about the new member of her family. Hoping that it's all going well, Linus, and hoping that you're listening in. Give our congratulations to your son and your new daughter, and hope that they have a wonderful life together, even passing 36 years. Congratulations to them both.
Yes, I've seen the food. I've seen the bakes and cakes and stuff that Lynette would have lent into that occasion. So hopefully I'm joining you in saying all goes well. and let it be a one-time event. I feel like marriages should be just one time, just as death is one time.
But
your birth is one time. You let the marriage be a one-time affair.
I don't agree with you, Ivor. Sorry. But if you like something so much, you should be allowed to do it more than once.
Well, I don't think you should like it so much. You should just like it.
Yeah.
So that's where we differ.
Yeah, if you like it, when you do it more than once, you show how much you like it. So I'm not agreeing with that. You should be able to do it more than once. Anything that you like to do, you should be able to do it more than once.
Okay, that's food for thought.
How would you have liked to play one game of cricket and they tell you, that's it for you, go sit down?
Well,
Even cricket consists of one game.
Are you going to tell Andy Gantum that? He had one match, 100, left at the top.
He's a poor, he's a poor fella, boy. He's a poor fella. Even cricket has, one game of cricket has two innings. You like the first, you think so much, you do it twice. Man, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, for all the people, you know, I had a mishap this morning. When I looked at that at this morning, I couldn't find my WhatsApp. I had to reinstall it. So, I successfully did. So now, I've got the birthdays and anniversaries for today. The compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the 204th day of 2022. Birthdays. From the West Indies, we have Floyd Reefer out of Barbados. Rodman Powell out of Jamaica. From Australia, Alan Turner. And Paul Hibbert from England. Graham Gooch. And we call his name a lot. And Harry Padmore. Out of Ireland, Martinus Fury. Out of Zimbabwe, Richard Sims. Out of South Africa, Clive Rice. And he's a well-known name in cricket. He is renowned to be one of the people who would have made a great impression on Test cricket had he been given the chance to play. Clive Rice suffered from the exclusion. Well, he didn't suffer from the exclusion of South Africa. He suffered from South African apartheid, in which South Africa decided that they did not want to mingle with the world well enough to play a complete series of international matches. So the International Cricket Council obliged them and say, well, if you don't want to play cricket with everybody who wants to play cricket, you can play cricket by yourself. So they were out there in the wilderness for a number of years. Clive Rice was one of the people that they targeted as being could have been a great cricketer had he not suffered from that awful consequence. But, you know, several South Africans, as you remember, Ivor, circumvented that. People like Alan Lamb, who eventually became captain of England. People like Kepler Wessels, who became captain of Australia, and quite a few others. Even today, Kevin Peterson moved out to England under different circumstances, though. And he became England's leading scorer. So there might have been Basil de Oliveira, who was a black man, but he was called a Cape Colored, managed to get around South Africa's apartheid system because he was not eligible. Because he was a black man, he was not eligible to play for South Africa, but he eventually ended up playing for England and made himself an outstanding cricketer. So I like to say that South Africa cut its nose to spite its face. Yeah, that's That's how apartheid turned out to be. This is the kind of thing that people remind you that you can engage in conduct to your own self-destruction. I guess that is the point I'm trying to make. South Africa's apartheid was destructive to the people who were its architects and administrators, but they didn't have the good consciousness to be aware of that. And that behavior has become somewhat normal, self-destructive behavior. Let me go on with Joyce Napotel. She's one of the panelists on the cricket show on Sundays out of India. Yuvendra Chalal, also out of India, out of Belgium, Nemish Mehta, out of New Zealand, Rachel Candy, out of Canada, Abras Khan, Anthony Kennedy. No. This is not a cricket. Anthony Kennedy, that's the retired Supreme Court Justice. He's 86 today. Actor, comedian Marlon Wayans. Today is also his birthday. Singer-songwriter Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child. She's having a birthday today. Woody Harrelson. You remember him from Cheers, the bartender from Cheers, Woody Harrelson, actor Woody Harrelson, his birthday is today. Monica Lewinsky, oh, that's a name you won't forget. She's also been a birthday today as well. I think I'd describe her as the most famous White House intern ever. Monica Lewinsky, she's making 49 today. Raphael Warnock, senator out of Georgia. He's having a birthday today. And today is the birthday of Haile Selassie, Rastafari Makanon, emperor of Ethiopia, born in 1891 and was emperor of Ethiopia between 1930 and 1974. How can you forget such a great man? Let's celebrate his birthday, Emperor Haile Selassie. Former NBA player Gary Payton, the Glove, his birthday is today. Former 100-meter world record holder Maurice Greene, his birthday today. The brother of Bob Marley, Sidi Labuka, she has a birthday today. She died in 2008. Don Imus, a radio talk show host, he was born in 1940. His birthday is also today. And African-American actor and director Eric LaSalle, his birthday is today. And Daniel Radcliffe, an English actor from the Harry Potter series, his birthday is today. Certain notable quotes, historical notes that, you know, I would be remiss of allowing to pass by. And this would be the 1960, okay, let's start with 1885. President, Civil War hero, President and later President Ulysses Grant. Remember, he was the general in the Civil War of the United States. He died on July 23rd in 1885 from throat cancer. In 1952, the military seized power in Egypt when the government was accused of mass corruption and was removed by a military coup. In 1967, remember the Detroit riots? It started in that July 23rd, 1967. And this was after the Civil Rights Act were passed in 1964. Now, the Civil Rights Act, you will remember, was supposed to pacify things in the United States and give black people a share of what they had worked for. That was how it was advertised. We were supposed to get a measure of the rights that America protects, but it didn't happen. So you had riots all over the place. The 1966 Watts riots, the 1967 Detroit riots. They weren't riots. They were people who were displeased and were rebelling against the circumstances that America had imposed upon them. In 1984,
Remember, Vanessa Williams, it was the July 23rd, 1984, that she was forced to give up her crown, the first Miss Black America, after nude photos were nude photos of her were published. Now, I am still having a hard time dealing with that, you know, suggesting that she give up her crown as Miss America, even while America was celebrating people like Thomas Jefferson as the symbol, the epitome of morality. After Jefferson was known to have raped a 17-year-old black woman, making children with her, and didn't have the moral courage to give those children their freedom, to allow those children to be free. Again, another form of self-destructive behavior. You know, Jefferson at the time is still memorialized as the symbol of moral integrity. Can you imagine that? But because no photo show up of a black woman, she got to give up her crown of Miss America. Man, I can't understand these contradictions. In 1966, you remember the Olympics in Atlanta in 1996, the USA brought home its first gold medal in gymnastics. And we remember the exciting display of the little lady, Dominique Dawes. It also had some memorable moments, because that's the time that we saw, you know, the dedication of the young lady who broke her ankle, Kerry Struggs, limping off the court after her performance, even after breaking her ankle. In 1962, you would remember Vic Morrow and two children, ages 6 and 7, Rennie Sin and Micah Dinley, were killed in an accident. Two child actors. 1918, going a little bit lower, Della Sorensen kills the first of her 7 victims in Nebraska. And later she went after her own family, killing her own daughter and her husband. So these things that we see happen today, this is 1918, mind you, this is not 1980. You see these things that we see today and act alarmed, they are not new. In 1914, remember that event in Europe that they call the First World War? July 23rd, 1919, Austria-Hungary issues an ultimatum to Serbia after the Serbian national, a Serbian citizen, killed the Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. And that was the foundation for what was that European conflict that they called the First World War. What the hell they were fighting for? Somebody kills somebody, you do an investigation, you bring them to trial, and the matter is done. You do a proper investigation, you bring them to trial. Why are you involved in a war that you call the First War, a world war? Isn't that what we do when somebody commits a crime? We apprehend the criminal, we do a proper investigation, apprehend the criminal, bring him to a court of justice and determine what his fate is going to be. Wow. You create a war out of that. You are just there waiting for another war. That's it. Aggression. Propensity for violence. You want blood. In 1903, something better happened. On July 23rd, the Ford Motor Company first sells his first automobile. In 1962, the Geneva Conference, you heard of that organization, that body? They imposed on the United States not to invade Cambodia in 1962. Yet that war happened, and we know it today as the Vietnam War. And the United States is still insisting that no war happened because Congress did not declare war. Hey, Yet they returned 58,000 bodies to the United States. Let's show the beginning of that thing. In 1868, the 13th Amendment is ratified, granting citizenship to people of African ancestry. That is 3 years after the end of the Civil War. In 1865, William Booth founded the Salvation Army. In 1803, you got to talk about this, the Louisiana Purchase. That's when the United States bought Louisiana from France. And you know what helped that? The Haitian Revolution. Put France, a powerful world power, in such a compromising position that they was forced to sell Louisiana to the United States. And then turn around. Now, there's this conflict between France and Louisiana, or France and the United States over Louisiana. And as soon as that conflict resides, both of them turn around and turn on Haiti, which had become an independent country by then. The United States invaded Haiti in 1920. And held and controlled Haiti's ports and its economy and its resources for the next 15 years, leaving Haiti demolished and poor, and continues to raid, invade, and rape Haiti up until the present day. You want to talk about it? Okay. Let's look at the history where this kind of aggression and violence was laid out. In 1148, the Second Crusade, that's when European Christians came across the waters and decided that nobody is going to practice any other religion except their form of Christianity. Okay? They began the siege of Damascus on July 23rd, 1148. At the same time, what's happening in Europe? People who practice a different religion. In 1253, Jews are expelled from Vienna, France by order of Pope Innocent IV. Another set of hostilities and aggression, this time based on religion. You can't practice no religion except what we say you should practice. And in 1298, there was a persecution of the Jewish community, which is massacred in Würzburg, Germany. It was called the Rindfleisch, or beef persecution. So, you know, this is just to give you a look at the basis of all of these hostilities that you see today. So when you see them pop up, you just say, hey, nothing new is under the sun. The same people continue the same aggression against the same people who are the victims of that aggression. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Those are my birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Take it for what it's worth. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, sir. Well, again, I say happy birthday to me, and July is filling up fast. You didn't even know that Leon's first daughter was born in July either. I don't know. You're trying to play, and well, you see, you pretend you did not know, but it's okay. You didn't know about Sparrow either. You didn't know Romanaka Morton either. It's a lot that you chose not to know.
Don't know.
Johnny Gomez, 27, Barbara. Tomorrow, this coming Sunday, my grandmother was the 24th. It's a lot to pretending not to know, but I know when you were teaching in class and give them this true story. You remember you stood up in front of the class. You were the teacher, just let the folks know. And he stood up in command class, front of the class, and he said, "Teacher, today, students, today we are going to do tenses. We're going to do tenses." And he would have asked the first question, "If I were to say, I am walking down the road, what tense would that be?" And this class shouted, "Present tense, teacher, present tense, teacher." He said, "If I were to say, I walked down the road yesterday, what tense would that be?" They said, past tense, teacher Cardinal. "And if I were to say, I will walk down the street tomorrow, what tense will that be?" And the class said, "Future tense, teacher, future tense, teacher." "And if I were to say that October month has in the most birthdays of notoriety people, what would you say?" And the class shouted and said, "Teacher Cardinal, that's a pretense, teacher, pretense, teacher." So we are doing tense today. So don't pretend no more, Cardinal. You know that July has it.
You're getting some numbers. You're getting some numbers. You know, I got to admit that much. But you're still running low, man. You got to come up big.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I started playing this song, and we have to stick with culture. And we know it's getting close to end time, but I just have to play this one because we started it and I ended it, and we're going in colloquial parlance, as you say, in song. Listen up.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes. Ao of the month.
People think that it's wrong to talk real monstration. They say it ain't right grammatically. They can't find them words in no dictionary. Calling it bad language, despising we heritage. But don't care if they call we foolish. This is monstrous English. Emily, why you why yet day?
That's not what we just say.
Hey, come up, and I'm gimme.
That's the most fun I'm
there. Come up, sister, fetch me the poor. 1 p.m. and me belly up so so. This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
City, come back trying to talk like Yankee. Saint people talking too bad. This thing is driving me mad. But after 2 weeks back in the land, yeah, she cussing, she man. Me say you nah come back in ya.
That's how what the girl say.
Go out to ya, you will on you.
Daddy has to pray you.
You give me sudden where you say can happen. And you know how me spread injection. This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
Tell me what is wrong with my fellow monstrous. They pick up everybody language and treating me all just like garbage. They will tell you about backyard and how for you fail so hard. But they will die before they declare, I am me born, I am me rare. Stop, took you hand, I me eye man.
That is straight on Russia.
I you look, hand me walk ya.
That is my problem, me.
Happy show up, hear what happened. You never hear that from no Jamaican. This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is monstrous culture.
we'll be proud of it forever.
English grammar you can't neglect, but hold on to it dialect. If we ancestors give it to us, so accept it back and stop making fuss. I am making a strong appeal, regardless what them big shots feel. Use this language more and more. Be proud of your own culture. Mommy, oh, whammy, I hear ya. You know that means surprise. Move from day to story. That means you're telling lies. When me see you, Michigan, every little drop, every back home down. This is Montserrat culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is Montserrat culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
Yes, indeed, that is Montserrat culture, and we'll be proud of it forever. That's what they call local parlance, when you can speak, as we put it, mildly, broken English, but that is culture. That's sweet culture. Colonel, we don't have much time, but I know you have a commentary for us, and I know it's going to be surrounding my birthday.
Oh. Well, that is a little commentary. Now, it's been 10 years since we saw a mass shooting in a theater in Aurora, Colorado. And James Holmes detonated some tear gas grenades inside the theater and then just started shooting injudiciously in the dark, killing 12 people. James Holmes was later apprehended, but before that, and I should say, they visited his home, and it was booby-trapped with all kinds of explosive devices. But yet, James Holmes was taken into custody, unharmed, able to be taken to trial, got his trial by the criminal justice system of the United States, and sentenced accordingly as they saw fit. Now, the point I'm trying to draw here is that even though they knew that James Holmes was fully armed, they were able to take him into custody without a scratch. Now compare that to the young man, Jalen Walker, who they claimed fired shots at them, but we're not sure. But we just think so. But Jalen Walker got out of his car, and those of us who understand what's going on in this country know, while Jalen Walker ran, we have every reason. We have 600 years of reasons from running away from the security forces of a white society. Jalen Walker did just that because he calculated that if he ran, he'd probably get a better chance of living. But they chased him down and they murdered him. He was unarmed at the time. How many more times do we have to say that to explain the difference between how the system, I don't care what the name of the police officers were, but the gravity of the situation speaks for itself.
his body was recovered with so many bullet wounds. One man. And remember Amadou Diallo? A young man who, in the foyer of his own building where he lived, was greeted by the police with 42 bullets, some of them in the sole of his feet, as compared to James Holmes, who created a mass shooting and was calmly apprehended and received the benefit and privilege that is reserved for white people from the criminal justice system, as opposed to Jaylen Walker, to whom that privilege is denied. Now, you have any doubt about why white people would want to preserve this system? This comparison should clear up your doubts. And so the next time it happens, you can say, I expected it. Because if you didn't, you'd be disappointed, deeply disappointed. And if you didn't expect it, consider you more daft than I would want to believe. Because not only the history, but the state of current events tell you that we cannot expect anything more or anything different. And the second point I want to make, right after that James Holmes shooting, the next day, Ivor celebrated his birthday. No, man. That can't be a good combination. July 21st, Ivor's birthday. July 20th, James Holmes blew up a theater. Ivor celebrating right after. I couldn't tell whether Ivor was celebrating a birthday or James Holmes. Anyway, it's Ivor's birthday. So let's say happy birthday to Ivor. It's yours to say. All right, Ivor, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Let me say good morning to Lynn. Lynn Hand is up here, so we want to say good morning, Lynn. Welcome to Caribbean Global Voices, your morning entertainment show on Saturday. How are you, sir?
Pleasant good morning. I'm fine. I could be better, but I'm thankful for small mercies. Firstly, let me just take the opportunity to wish you a happy belated birthday from the crew, from all my family members and friends. And I just wish you have many more wonderful birthdays filled with love, good health, and above all, prosperity and God's blessings. And also to say get well soon, Audley. I just heard about it moments ago. So just want to say get well to you too, Audley. May God continue to heal you and you're back on your feet again. And to you, good morning to you, Cardinal, and all the listeners. Wish you all well and keep on the good works.
Yes, I thank you.
Good morning,
yeah,
Leon.
The only thing you said,
good morning
the only
to
thing
you,
said wrong there, the only thing you said wrong there, Leon, you said belated birthday.
Prosperity?
That's
belated?
Yeah, that's the only thing you said wrong.
Oh.
The birthday continues until the 31st.
Yeah, because you started from the 1st. So that's why.
Yes.
You started from
so,
the 1st
yeah,
of
yeah.
the month. So,
yes,
so when the 1st of the month broke,
yeah.
would have to start.
After start, okay.
Also,
before I forget, you say belated, want to get out of July, but that one has no say right now.
All right.
Lynette is over in the UK. She's there too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her son is getting married today, as a matter of fact. It's afternoon.
Oh.
So I think it's the 4
best
o'clock.
Best wishes to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Kadeem.
Yeah,
yes. And I think Carol alerted here that Mertes might not be on tomorrow. I think she has found John the Baptist, Cardinal, I think.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes. So
okay,
tomorrow,
okay.
I don't
all right,
she
okay.
would be.
I don't know if she's heading to the River Jordan, but she's
going
to
be baptized tomorrow. That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, well, welcome. I just hope that she just... Well, we will keep her in our prayers and thoughts, of course. Mertes has been following us forever, as it were, and we are grateful
yes.
for her presence each and every day and every moment she spends with us. Before I forget, let me just say happy birthday to my daughter in advance, my first daughter, Leslie Allison Francis. She is celebrating another birthday come Monday the 25th.
Yeah, give
yes,
Canada a chance to write that down. Give Canada a chance to write that down, Leon.
Yes.
Well,
Leslie Allison.
25th. July
25th. Mm-hmm. My very first daughter.
Okay.
Boy, she is a real source of inspiration and help to us. She has never left home. She has been with us through the thick and thin.
Yes.
And I have to be grateful for her because she never even went to college. Abroad, she stayed at home and do her thing right at home, and as a result, she is pretty okay. We thank
okay.
her for her presence in our lives, and we pray God will just continue to bless her and keep her safe and keep her well in all her endeavors.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Leon. And tomorrow, well, you should have the second match ended by tomorrow. But let's hope that the
yeah, by that
come
time.
Through. And yeah, I'm hoping to come through because I really want to talk about the construction of the team there. So if I can get in, I would like to.
Oh yes, when once your hands are up and we
yes,
you gotta give way for you as a heavy hitter. So we will definitely
yeah,
do that. So other than that, I'm sure you guys are following the. What is happening over in Antigua and, of course, over in St. Kitts, and the election is August the 5th. Am I correct in saying that for
Nevis?
Correct.
Nevis? St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. What is happening
Antigua?
In Dominica?
What's happening in Antigua?
Well, the election has not been called, but the big news is that Asset Michael, who was he was contesting at least the nomination of another candidate to represent his constituency in St. Peter, and they had a convention, and he was ruled out. So all the parties have now had their candidates announced, but truthfully speaking, it looks like Gaston will be returned. I don't know, but I just have the feeling that Gaston is going to be returned. Against the wishes of many, but I think he will. But let the people have their say, and may the one with the most votes go through.
Yeah, working on me, as long as the election is free and fair, and free from fear, I think the voice of the people are the voice of God, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
But there's some saying in Antigua that they are bringing in a lot of foreigners. They are giving them citizenship and escalating the time for them to get the citizenship. So they're giving them amnesty, firstly, and then they escalate the time for them. And also they are building a lot of homes and putting some in some constituencies that are, you know, they're... Some support for one party
or to
both, is not sufficient.
The tally.
Yeah,
that seems to be a Caribbean thing because the same
yeah.
complaints we're having there in St. Kitts and Nevis as well. They're selling passports like hot pudding on a Friday afternoon, man.
Yes,
so
indeed.
To
yes,
become a citizen in those places, man. It's too easy, too easy.
Well, I was seeing some stats there. Antigua had over $136 million worth of CIP passports sold in 2021. So I say that's quite a bit of money. in that yeah. barber club when we had COVID and so forth, you know, and to get the kind of money that is so much
and
so
the
huge.
Thing about it, you know, then the thing about it is that yes, the government will get the portion of the money there. But these people are not being citizens of these islands because they want to come there and spend money and, you know, maybe reside there. No. They just wanted to travel the world and make it a safe haven.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They can travel here, go mm-hmm. there, and get entry without visas and stuff. And if something happens, it's just spoil the country's name. If they do something, you know, untowards anything that is worthy of noting, that country would get the bad name. But they're not coming out to spend the money to give no servant a job to put some business there or nothing. They haven't even put foot in those islands, but they got a passport. Just to say,
by right, they're supposed to spend at least 5 days a year. So I don't know if that has been looked into.
They don't get the money for the passport and get a million. That's it. And, you know, some going to go under the table in other people's pockets and stuff. So it's like, okay.
Yep. Yes, that's what I detest, going under the table. And let the people have their say, have good accountability for every cent they have collected. But another thing that is worrying to the opposition party is that they have a case in which some buses were reportedly I would say not reportedly, but were in the hands of the opposition, Mr. Lovell and company, and that case was thrown out in the lower court or the high, and it's gone out. It's given sanction for it to be taken to the Privy Council. So, who knows? That might be just like noose around the opposition neck, because if the leader is cut off, you know, more often than not, that would affect the other members. But let justice be done and made a better candidate win. So.
Yeah, well, we're coming to the end of our program here this morning.
Yes, indeed.
The hours can run by so quickly. But again, let's rally around the West Indies. Yesterday, run fest, over 600 runs.
Mm.
The team of
that's a lot of runs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other ones in the day, so at least cricket won, really. But I sure all 515-605-9850. Be sure to tune in to the cricket show, and you'll have plenty to chew on tomorrow, especially with sports concerns. Cricket, especially. West Indies taking on India in the West Indies and in America here come August, 6th and 7th. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. Leon and the heavyweights would be in. Well, your party words, and we can just close it down.
Well, have a wonderful day, and just thanks for a wonderful show. I listened throughout. I was working in the meantime, but I just had to spend some time to come in and say hello to you and to wish you happy birthday. To all the listeners,
I thank you.
Have a blessed day, and back to you. Bye.
Yeah, appreciate it. I want to thank Sister Kathleen for coming through and opening the program with her prayers and, you know, and what have you. And for everyone else who would have listened, we urge you to continue to listen and bring along a friend with you. We'll be here next week, Saturday, same time, same place, at 9 until 12. Lynette over there in the UK, you and your son, we're wishing you and your new daughter, that is his wife, long life of togetherness. And for those who are under the sound of my voice, I'm going to wish you a very, very good weekend. Channel, 10 seconds.
Well, let me just play a couple of bars for Lynette and her son and his wife.
Continue until this time finishes.
visions around you. Bring tears to your eyes. And all that's around you.
Right, goodbye.
Our secrets tonight. I'll be your strength. I'll give you hope. Keeping
them all the best, a happy day, and a happy birthday.
I don't know what it is, but she drives me crazy.
Okay.
I don't know what she does, but she drives me wild. And only she can let me be the man I wanna be. Or she can leave me helpless as a child. Don't know how it is, but she has the power. She can make me laugh when I wanna cry. Oh yeah. She tells me that I'm in control, but I know it's just a lie. And I don't mind, no. Will she love you tomorrow like she loves you today? Your heart guessing, but she's yours if she stays. And that's what it feels like to love a woman. To love a woman.
Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Deep river woman, Lord, I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. Night in LA, just another change to see. Just you and I. Wanted you to know my playing days are over. All I do is think of you, the writing on the wall.
Shown on me. Oh, what my
Let me just take this time out to say happy birthday to Barbara. Tomorrow is her birthday. Earthstrong, special dedication to you, my dear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
There may be time, it seems I'm far away. Never wonder where I am, 'cause I'm always by your side. You are my lady, I am your man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. We're heading for something, somewhere I've never been. At times I am fighting, but I'm ready to learn for the power of love.
Saturday morning, when we do it all over again, from 9 until 12, we're going to ask that you be good to yourself, be good unto others, look out for your neighbor, make sure that your neighbor is okay, then this world would always be in a better space, be in a better place, as long as everyone look out for each other. Again, tomorrow, the heavyweights are in at 6 to 9. I'm going to try my best to get there. I should be. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good space to get there. I know tomorrow is Barbara's birthday, having a little celebration, and I took a little time off. I'm here in Atlanta, so no cricket tomorrow for me, so I should be able to get some time out from the little get-together and say happy birthday and lend my voice to the conversation, especially where West Indies cricket is concerned. So folks, until next week, Saturday, when the Saturday morning entertainment show comes your way, you'll hear my voice again for those who are on with us tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. on the cricket show. Now the rest of the day be the rest of your day. So long, everybody.